The discovery of rest frame UV color gradients and a diversity of dust morphologies in bright Z approximately 7 Lyman break galaxies, by R.A.A. Bowler et al. We present deep ALMA dust continuum observations for a sample of luminous, M_ERM UV, lower than -22, star-forming galaxies at Z approximately EQ7. We detect 5 of the 6 sources in the far infrared, FIR, providing key constraints on the obscured star formation rate, SFR, and the infrared excess beta, IRX beta, relation without the need for stacking. Despite the galaxies showing blue rest frame UV slopes, beta approximately EQ-2, we find that 35-75% of the total SFR is obscured. We find the IRX beta relation derived for these Z approximately EQ-7 sources is consistent with that found for local starburst galaxies. Using our relatively high resolution, FWHM approximately EQ-0.7, ERM arcsec, observations, we identify a diversity of dust morphologies in the sample. We find both compact emission that appears offset relative to the unobscured components and extended dust emission that is co-spatial with the rest frame UV light. In the majority of the sources, we detect strong rest frame UV color gradients, with up to delta beta approximately EQ 0.7 to 1.4, as probed by the multi-band ultra-vista ground-based data. The observed redder colors are spatially correlated with the location of the FIR detection. Our results show that, even in bright Lyman break galaxies at Z approximately EQ7, the majority of the star formation is actually occurring within the faintest components in the rest frame UV, which have an obscured fraction of F_ERM_OBS, GE 0.8. As well as demonstrating the importance of dust-obscured star formation within the epoch of reionization, these observations provide an exciting taster of the rich spatially resolved datasets that will be obtained from JWST and high-resolution ALMA follow-up at these redshifts. This was the discovery of rest frame UV color gradients and a diversity of dust morphologies in bright Z approximately 7 Lyman break galaxies, by R.A.A. Bowler et al.